And so, Jim, today a lot of the focus was on trade tariffs, and of course when we talk about that, that's China. So what do we know as of late in regards to China, soy, and exports, and what does that mean for USEC?
Well, USEC obviously has, we've been doing work in China for almost 40 years now, so it's a market that has been, it's been a fantastic growth market for U.S. soy, so one we're watching very closely. We are you know, cautiously optimistic that the trade situation, the trade war will be coming to an end. We understand that there are going to be these high-level negotiations in October. And recently, we've seen some goodwill gestures on the part of both sides. And soybeans, fortunately, have the opportunity. What we understand is that a limited number of companies in China have been given a limited quantity of soybeans that they're able to purchase for shipment in relatively nearby positions, so probably October, November, December shipment out of the U.S., and they'll be exempt from the duties going into China. So that's good news. And we've seen the last couple of days, we've seen some purchase contracts reported. We expect that we will see a few more of those, but you know, this is only a start. It's all contingent, I think, upon, you know, we want to see a continuation of this and see the opening of the, or the removal of these tariffs, the opening of the removal of the trade war is what we want to see.
And so, Jim, both you and I know that even if everything trade with China was resolved tomorrow, which isn't going to happen, you know, that doesn't mean they are going to buy U.S. soybeans. That's part of what you do, is working with export markets and keeping those markets open. So what are other avenues is USEC exploring?
We're watching China very carefully, and obviously we're anxious to get back into China. But we are not counting on that. We are looking at other markets around the world. I told the group today about an initiative we had called the What It Takes Initiative, and that's you know, our internal sort of program for what does it take to keep exports about unchanged for soybeans out of the U.S. without China, if China goes to zero or a much lower amount than we're used to. So we've got to be doing work in a lot of markets around the world. So working in markets where we currently have a market share, but trying to increase that market share, and we're doing that in places like the EU, Japan, Mexico, and we've had really good success this past year. We've seen nice growth in those markets. And then we're doing work in brand new emerging markets. So think about places like Nigeria, Myanmar, India, places that are not importing much soy, if at all, today, but they have large populations, they have populations that consume very low amounts of protein, and they have economies that are improving. So they'll have more buying power in the future. So we think those will be important markets, you know, 5-10 years down the road. So we're working on markets where we have a market share today to try and grow those quickly, and then we're working on these far deferred markets to grow demand out into the future.
So as you bring this conversation full circle, Jim, anything else newsworthy coming from USEC as of late? I know China's taking up a lot of your time.
Yeah, you know, I just one thing that we are seeing more interest in around the world is the whole notion of sustainability. And that's something that we are so happy when international buyers want to talk about, because we have such a great message from the United States to talk about with sustainability. And that's all thanks to the U.S. farmers who do such a great job with the conservation practices on their farm and the, you know, just the way that we use all of the different modern farming technologies. And even in difficult growing conditions, we still have very good sustainability messages to talk about. So I would say that's something new that we're taking out to the world, and the world is interested in, and we see it as an advantage for the U.S.